Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Okay. We're on. Man, there's a lot of money Shohei Ohtani got.
Yeah,
That's what we're gonna talk about.
He got his bread. Officially yet or no? Is it technically official?
It seems pretty official. I know they're like the Dodgers haven't signed off with the physical and whatnot, but I mean, what are you gonna say no to Shohei Ohtani?
What if he just shows up and he like got it, like he lost an arm in the offseason. He just doesn't have it anymore.
My dog bit it off.
Man.
My dog. And we're like, what's your dog's name? Isn't he named after the team you're gonna sign? My dog, Chicago White Sox.
my dog. Diamondback.
We're trying so hard not to do an accent. But we should think of an alternate voice because we can't do Shohei Ohtani as we do not being recorded,
okay,
which is fairly accurate because we speak the language.
You just want to do like Cockney British?
Oi. My dog, Shikai Watsa. I'm from Japan. From Chester, Japan. Played for Oryx with my dog. It's a shame me drinking tea. Oi, look at me, I'm a samurai. Samurai Tony, right here. Real cockney-eyed son bitch. Get away from me, you wanker. You bloody blue jay. Me, Shohei Ohtani. That might be more offensive than me just going, oh, no, I'm not doing it.
Let's get this bird in the sky. Just for like, I'm Australian.
He's Australian. Got an Australian accent. Yeah. Crikey, have you met me dog, Dodger? He's a real fucking cunt. These dogs are real cunt, and if you don't mind me saying. Those twats, the Blue Jays, trying to get me to go to Canada. I said, no way. I'm going fucking L.A. You fucking cunt. That's all I know about people from Australia.
All
they call everything.
Foster's exclusively. Yeah. That's the only beer they drink.
I don't want a kid in Ichiban. I want a Foster's. Get that Sbarro shit away from me, you fucking dingo.
Isn't a dingo a baby kangaroo?
No, it's a dog. It's not like Australian wild dog.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's a dingo.
Oh, yeah, because dingo ate my baby.
Shohei Ohtani, the crocodile hunter.
The baby did not cannibalize another baby.
Yeah.
Man.
Die. Fucking Tasmanian devil and Dodgers came spinning around offering me $700 million.
700 quid.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's about 1400 quid.
Well,
14 million yon.
Well, you know, Ricky, if he was going to be going to Toronto, he would, of course, be paid actually $300 million, but the rest would be in Canadian Tire money. You know, the currency you can buy, you know, pepperoni logs.
I spit all over this mic doing those voices. That's soaking wet, dude.
Yeah, I'm not gonna feel it. The guy who just, you know, almost died from his gut.
Oh yeah, I was really sick the past couple days. That was really bad.
That was bad. You were a bad boy.
That was bad. I was super sick.
You were hot.
I was hot.
You were hot to the
top. I was like, Josh, I'm gonna die. If it snows change by tomorrow, we gotta go to hospital.
And then I was like, cooking noodles on your gut.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't even see that. I was just so out of it. I was like, I'm hot. I'm cold. I'm hot and cold at the same time.
He needs more blankets.
And he needs less
blankets.
I'm afraid you're right, nurse. I'm happy for Tyler O'Neill. I'm happy that the Dodgers organization gave him $700 million. I have nothing against that. I think it's great. I think it's awesome. I think it's better that it came from the Dodgers, who built their stadium on on gentrified land on the on Chavez Ravine. I like how they've never paid those families back for that. Anything the Dodgers do, like in terms of, like, if you take that part out, you know, they're just a normal rich organization to me. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, this is terrible for baseball. I'm like, there's worse options than the Dodgers.
Better than the like the Yanks.
Yeah, they're not. Dodgers ain't hate. Their fans suck. Their fans are fucking wild animals. And I know that could be misconstrued. I'm saying this from all the video evidence that anytime there's a fight in an MLB stadium, it's always at Dodger Stadium.
I mean,
okay?
Angelinos have it tough, Tom. You don't understand.
Yeah, and they leave in the sixth inning to beat that traffic. I mean, maybe LA shouldn't have baseball teams. It's good that Shohei Ohtani's finally gone to a big market. I don't know if you read Ken Rosenthal or John Heyman. It's great for baseball that Shohei Ohtani went from Los Angeles to Los Angeles. It's great.
Yeah. But you know, I think he's gonna get a nice like bachelor pad right by the stadium. You know,
he is
but,
overlooking where they just buried the hopes and dreams of a bunch of working class Mexican families from the '50s.
Yeah.
To build that big ugly fucking stadium that they need to tear down. They built it into that like cliff face. You ever notice that about Dodger Stadium?
Tony Stark his house.
Yeah. They literally did, yeah. It's kind of like college like stadiums because they're like built into ground. You know, a lot of like professional football stadiums aren't, you know, they're erected as these humongous cathedrals, but like college football stadiums are built into ground, bowls. And that's what Dodger Stadium is. It's an ugly fucking stadium. Shouldn't exist.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that they've never. I mean, obviously, I know it's like a historic stadium, so it's one of those
super old, disgusting.
Yeah, but like of the MLB parks that are like old and historic, that one like ranks lowest for me. I mean, it's like it's Fenway, like number one.
Oh, Fenway's future
Wrigley
too.
Two, yeah. Like, you know,
those super old stadiums are disgusting. I get it. You know, yeah, we have like that old charm to them, like. Cool.
We get to pee in a trough.
We get
to the bathroom.
we get to pee in a trough that goes to the beer sales. Yeah. That's what we do here.
Better out than in. That's what
Better out than in. That's what Ohtani said. I'm happy for Shohei. It's great. I'm happy he announced it on Instagram with the lowest poly like icon or a fucking graphic of the Dodgers. Logo. Did you see that?
No.
Well, that's how he announced. Okay. So I don't know how much this is true, Josh, but
wait, are you pulling it up for me?
Yeah, you're gonna laugh at it. So there is this conspiracy because John, I don't know how to say his last name. Nick told me it's Morosi. That sounds like that's not it should be it feels like it should be Morrissey or something, but it's Morosi.
Yeah.
Like
it's
like
John Morosi.
Which is like the term morose, which is very, like, you know, disgusting, but like very dark and, you know. But as we saw, it was repeated by him. There was a Dodgers, like, Bleacher Report guy or whatever that also reported it, that he was on a plane going to Toronto. And he wasn't. It was a Shark Tank guy who is, like, part of Shohei Ohtani's, like, agency. And so Blue Jays fans are believing this is a conspiracy that Shohei had conducted some Machiavellian tactics to pull the wool over these fucking Canadians' eyes and get the Dodgers to offer the $700 million contract at the last hour, which according or reportedly was like at the last 24 hours, they went 10 years, $700 million. But this is the graphic Shohei did. And if you look at it, you notice... It's a little blurry at the edge.
You know what that kind of looks like?
$700 million contract, 5 cent effort.
That looks like, okay, you know those like Tinder accounts where it's clearly like a fake one?
A bot, yeah.
But yeah, but it's like
Ohtani bot is signing with the Dodgers.
But like, it's so like a guy will like make a fake account of a chick to be evil or a bot, what you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you know, he screenshots it, but then like another guy doing the same thing, screenshots that, and then another guy after that screenshots that. So every time the quality just
yeah,
gets
it's deep fried.
Worse.
It's deep fried.
Yeah.
This is like two or three layers of fried on this shitty Dodgers logo, which you can't really fix anything about a Dodgers logo. It's always going to be shitty.
Yeah.
I mean, that is some piping hot blue diarrhea.
I kind of like it. I like blue and
white.
Oh,
you like blue.
Go Bulldogs.
You like blue. I like, I like Ohtani apologizing. That's the best thing about him announcing is he apologized. This is, I'm sorry to the fans it took so long. He's like, thank you, Angels. I'm going to the Dodgers. Cannot wait. Going to give the best version of myself. Thank you very much. All that. Again, super happy. None of this is like shrouded in sarcasm. I am just enamored with Blue Jay fans having a conniption fit that we all know Toronto's obviously the closer coastal city to Japan. I don't know why Shohei Ohtani would not want to go to Toronto, Canada. You know, a country that has one major league sports team and play inside a, you know, outside of a country, outside of the country that has the rest of the major league sport teams. I'm so happy. Why would Shohei Ohtani make that decision? I'm curious what the Blue Jays offered, though. I can't wait for that to come out.
Yeah.
It had to be like over $600 million.
You'd have to think, or at least like maybe not as many years, but like here's a 9-year, $500 million contract.
Yeah.
Like something to that. Because that'd be what I'd be comfortable with giving him, just since.
I gave him, you know, he's worth every penny, you know, $70 million AAV. He's getting like a majority of it deferred. So I don't know how many years of deferments that is, but. You know, money today is worth more 10 years from now. So good on him. He did that so the Dodgers can come below the CBT. So that way they can, you know, build a competitive team around him. And it's reported by John Heyman. They are in on Yamamoto. The Yankees are flying out to L.A. to meet with Yamamoto. And they're thinking they're going to go over $300 million payroll. Oof. Oh, those Yankees. Didn't learn anything from what their dumbass neighbor, the Mets, did with that money. So we're going to see.
Oh, yeah.
Yankees traded for Juan Soto. We all knew that. So they got Juan Soto and Trent Grisham. We touched on it briefly, but who gets the fucking Yankees? They're going to fuck up Juan Soto.
Yeah. One thing I, like the main story I thought was funny that I think Nick shared was that Steve Cohen was a. Pissed off that he's like, we didn't even get a call from Ohtani.
Yeah, his agent didn't reach out to us. Is what? Why would he reach the fuck out to you, guy? Guy whose team shat their pants in the World Series against the fucking Royals. Why would he reach out to you? You have a guy on your team that did 9/11 and another one that did the Jan 6 riots. No, thank you.
Yeah, also they've announced...
Your stadium's in Flushing, Queens. You know what Flushing, Queens used to be? A fucking toxic waste dump, okay? That's why the Dodgers moved to fucking L.A. Because they didn't want to build a stadium out on a fucking toxic pool. That's why.
Man.
Why would Shohei Ohtani... Hot bronze Latina broads in Los Angeles County.
Yeah.
Or...
We love a British accent.
Or fucking... Irish lung infection, secondhand smoke people, just subway creatures of Flushing, Queens, New York.
And we're going to go there, Tom.
We're going to go there.
We're going there this summer.
We're going to go there. We're going to have to get shots before we go there.
We're going to have to, it'll be like
bit by the rats.
It can't be any worse than, say, visiting like Chernobyl.
Actually, I think I'd rather get bit by the rats than the people of New York.
Yeah.
You know, easily.
They do have some thick girl rats. So
we're gonna go up there and we're gonna get pussy.
Yeah.
No, we're not. Let's be honest.
Just a bunch of obese Knicks running around. No, not talking about Italians. I'm calling Nick a rat because the rats are fat. Just to clarify, although it is funnier the other way. Now that I think about it,
Nick's entering his rat arc with us. I guess. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Why would he? Yeah, I'm Steve Cohen. I'm bigger than the most popular player in baseball. He should have reached out to me. Motherfucker, you're the buyer.
Yeah. You have to express interest.
Yeah, you're the guy who wants to build a baseball team. What? Why does he need to come kiss your fucking ring, you bald-headed criminal loser? Fuck you.
Now he's just that girl at the high school dance who doesn't have a dance partner.
You had a shitty TV series sideline. Like made after you, Steve Cohen. Go fuck yourself. God damn. He got richer and his team got shittier. He made $11 billion since he got the Mets. $11 billion.
Jesus.
Fucking scumbag.
Well, and if you're Shohei, other than, you know, the scenery not being desirable, you're also contending with the fact that the Mets have basically said we're not going to try and compete until 2025 because
yeah.
they're probably going to try to move Pete Alonso.
Let's go repeat what I've been doing for like 6 years with the Angels. That's what Shohei wants. Yeah. He doesn't want to go to compete now.
Yeah.
Stupid Steve Cohen.
And then that's also the fact that, and this was a super cool article. I can't remember who shared it on Twitter, but it was all about like the Japanese journalists and like the dozens of them that follow, you know, Shohei around.
Oh yeah, Shohei cares about him. He's always considerate. He's like, we just stay here, dudes.
Yeah, I mean, because they're the people who are reporting on him every day.
Right? I can think of one worse city for people of Asian descent to go to than New York. It's Boston.
Yeah,
because Mark Wahlberg, like, what the fuck is this, Donnie? Are you Vietnamese? But I can't imagine it'd be good if it was New York as well. But
New York, New York,
New York, New York, New York.
New York.
Yeah, no, you have two of the most fucking stale ass baseball teams in New York. You have the Yankees that make everyone shave and have to, like, you can only grow a fucking pedo stash with that stupid ass organization. And then you have the Mets, who kill Americans every single year. All right, they kill our men and women of the police. They kill men and women in the tower, and they got away with it. They got away with it.
We're up to
all right,
five. We're up to five,
war
9/11.
Criminals. They backed war criminals.
5/9/11s. We are
5/9/11s. That's what the Mets have done. They have the softest fucking fan base in the world. Why would Shohei Ohtani want to go be with that? I mean, I get it. Dodgers fans are feral creatures. They're critters. Okay, there's nothing worse than Mets fans. There's not. They are the Balrogs of fucking MLB baseball. All right, they are orcs. Stay away. Good on Shohei. I'd rather him become a Royal than like go and be a Met. I'd rather him become a fucking Pirate or a Ray. They don't have fans that would bite anyone, but he'd be way better off than a Met. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
The guy got his bag, and
can you imagine what shit Keith Hernandez would say if Shohei Ohtani struck out looking? He's like, oh, I bet he couldn't see that. We're like, Keith.
Come on, Keith. But
he was like, when I was growing up, I got a lot of pussy in the minor leagues. I did a lot of cocaine with Joaquin Andujar. got a lot of pussy. Thanks for sharing, Keith.
I'm
Meet
just
my
imagining,
cat hobby.
Like, you know how Al Franken or
Franken
said that whenever he was on SNL that, you know, he did cocaine, but it was just to be able to stay up late enough to be able to make sure Belushi didn't do too much cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like him and another comedian. And I'm thinking of that, but in this context,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, sorry, my brain's farted.
It's okay, man. Yeah. It happens to the best.
It does. It certainly does.
You just ruined the whole episode.
Yeah, I did.
Damn.
Yeah, I did. So should I go to my Trevor Bauer joke?
Yeah, no. That'd be great if the Mets got Shohei and be like, to make the team better, we're bringing in Trevor Bauer. He'd be like, Crocky, don't bring in that fucking raping cunt. Good God. I want to win. I want to wear fair.
Jesus Christ.
Trevor Bauer comes in. He's like, oh, thank you very much. Konnichiwa.
No. No.
Oh man, we're airing it. I don't care. We're being polite.
It would be very funny if Trevor Bauer came back with like a Japanese accent after spitting a
he's dressed up like a geisha. Like, he's totally balls deep in like appropriating their culture. Yeah. And it's not even like the culture. It's just like Trevor Bauer is like a. Trevor Bauer is like a fucking mind when it comes to like what constitutes Japanese culture. There, he just comes back. He's like, I really like manga, and
I mean,
I'm really into tentacles.
Maybe he just adapts.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, when he was in L.A., he became a rapist.
He just comes
checks out.
Yeah.
Whenever he
he's
you
like,
know,
I have
went
a
to
fit.
Japan, he
I'm just
became a samurai. Like,
yeah, no, he's like, he comes back. He's like, Shohei, I'm just like you. He's like, what? I'm just as Japanese as you, Shohei. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, I hate the Chinese.
Jesus.
Look it up, folks. Those two countries don't like each other.
Yeah, they don't, historically.
They don't. Well, it's kind of funny because there was people were posting memes of like the CGI like beaver from this like 1980s Chinese action film that Chow Yun Fat in it.
Oh.
And they're like, Shohei Ohtani when Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman go 1 for 23. And I'm like, this is giving me very confused feelings because it's just a CGI creature, you know, barking in what people are going to assume is Japanese, but is really Mandarin from a country that historically doesn't like the Japanese and the Japanese don't like the Chinese. That is probably my favorite part of the Shohei Twitterverse.
Oh God. Yeah.
We are woke. We stayed out of it. We recognize.
Yeah.
We earned our points, leftists.
I was too busy watching A Bronx Tale.
He was. You liked that movie. It was pretty good.
I did.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty racist though.
It is, yeah. Well, the thing that
I watched
me,
it with Nick. He only showed me the racist parts.
The thing that bugs me is whenever C gets called out for
Illogical.
Yeah,
it sounds like he's coughing when he's saying his name.
he gets called out by the girl he's trying to date, who's black, and
she's like, "You fucking racist,"
because he was at that fight where they beat the shit out of his brother, but he was trying to protect his brother.
Mm.
And then, you know, he's defending himself because he's caught in a lie. But then after she's like, I'm done with you, he walks away. He's just like, get the hell out of here. Insert N-word. And then eventually, I guess her brother comes clean. Is like, no, he actually was trying to not hurt me, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, she forgave that. Yeah.
Yeah, she just immediately forgave, like, 2 hours before just dropping a hard N right in her face.
Yeah, just a hard R on it.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that in today's woke times.
Yeah.
People don't forgive that easily. That's why the Daily Wire is making all these cutting edge movies telling the truth. We should really watch Lady Ballers. We need a pirate though. We need to steal it from those scumbags.
Yeah.
I need a Thor write a review on it. That would be very fun.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Just like Bradshaw wrote the, or no, was that Thor that wrote the Sound of Freedom review?
That was Thor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Bradshaw had lots of thoughts on it.
Yeah, he's
a
way
paragraph of thoughts. Or no, not paragraph, pages of
he
thoughts.
He texted me it is yeah. what it was. And then we try to have him elaborate on it, and it's just like Bradshaw can make like probably a 5 hour
yeah.
episode out of it. I'm like, it's long. Dude, your thoughts on the movie are longer than the movie. We need to dial. Just say it sucked. Say it sucked and had a little dick. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
It's pedo theory. It's defending a guy who's a fucking lunatic is what it is. It's fucking deifying a fucking grifter who, as it's coming out, fucking abused his workers. What else? Like, anytime it's like conservative media, here's some new conservative media. I'm like, in 4 or 5 months, we're going to learn that everyone behind this is a literal monster, is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. More baseball?
We can go back to more baseball.
We got rid of Tyler O'Neill. I think we got a good haul.
Yeah, I don't know much about the second guy.
Victor Santos.
Yeah, he'll just be maybe like a Memphis Shuttle starter.
Yeah, he was in the Phillies farm system, got moved over to the Red Sox. Now he's moved over to us. So he's just kind of a depth piece. I like Nick Robertson. He is an out-of-the-park legend. I always find myself trading for him in one way or another in that one. So I'm tied to him. Daniel Guerrero had a good write-up about it in the Post-Dispatch. He only had like 20-something appearances in his short time up here in the MLB. Had like a 6-plus ERA, but they're relievers. You know, they're feast or famine year in, year out. Thing that does matter, gets a lot of whiffs on his changeup and his sweeper. The Cardinals are embracing the sweeper.
Yeah, which is different.
Need some gyros.
So is, okay, Is a sweeper like a less fast slider that has more movement?
I always thought of a sweeper as a slurve, but Trevor May, you know, I'm all on board with the new terminology because I always just saw it like a sweeper. I would just call it a sweeping curve or a slurve. But so a sweeper is less fast than a slider with way more lateral movement is what it is. So it has way more 9-to-3. A slider is 10-to-4 and it's faster and, you know, harder than a sweeper. And then a gyro is somewhere between 10-to-4 and 11-to-5 and a lot harder than a slider. So, and then I guess after gyro, I guess you would call a cutter. But yeah. A cutter is not, you don't grip a cutter like as a breaking pitch. Cutter is, you know, on the seams.
Yeah,
a lot
it's
of
more
just like pressure.
Based,
like
yeah.
when you grip, like, you know, it's basically whenever you hold like any kind of breaking pitch, you know, you're holding with your two fingers together around laces, and it's basically just like pressure at that point or just feel. But like, yeah, I mean, gyro tends to be harder and a lot. A later downward break slider is your typical 10-to-4, and a sweeper is a 9-to-3.
Okay.
So that was too smart for this podcast. We need
to,
yeah, we need to say we need to say a slur is what we need to
do. Slurve.
Oh, you wanted me to throw a slur as people.
What?
Miles. Yeah, Miles Mockless, he throws a curve. What? He's leaning in. He's, you know, Sonny Gray seeing fucking seeing Wilson call for a slurve, and Sonny Gray shaking his head. He's like, "Dago, this podcast we can only say the Italian ones." Yep. So yeah,
we've appropriated the culture.
We've appropriated. We have one of those.
We do. And he's with us in spirit.
He's busy. We're gonna have him on the next one. You know, we love that boy. You and I are going to a Blues game.
So we are.
We are.
We're gonna go. We're actually gonna go to the Hill.
Yeah.
You know,
folks, if you've never been to the Hill, it is Chinese St. Louis, where all the Chinese people live.
What is it with you and the Chinese stuff? We started to distance ourselves and just switch to racism for other types of white people. I thought that was a nice transition for the audience.
And they call it Little China in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yep.
No, the Hill is where Nick's people are. They have good food.
They do, yeah. If old Charlie G's is open for lunch, I'd be. Actually, it would be like a late, like a late lunch because we're not leaving here till afternoon.
I mean, you got to get down to. We'll get up there. What, like 2 or 3?
Yeah.
Gonna run by, drop some off to Tyler, and I mean, we'll probably
see the home.
Yep, see the home. Eat 4-ish. Get down there, get down to the game, eat a dog, drink a beer, fly out to Ryan, stay at his place. He's bad.
Yeah.
He's bad.
Oh, dude.
He's patio.
I'm wondering if I get to take a shit in the scary toilet.
Oh, you're going to take, and it's going to be one of your bloody ones, and you're going to leave it. Ryan's going to be like, did Josh shit down here? And he knows you shit down there because as it gets closer to the toilet, he hears like a piercing violin. And as he gets closer, like, oh yeah, I think he did.
Man, it's all congealed.
Oh God, come on! Husbands are gonna be pissed. Ah, he has to reach in and get it. Ah, it's alive. Oh, it's a baby. Oh, it's a cartoon Ryan. Hey, wow. Oh, hachi machi. I'm from Connecticut. Oh, baby. Hey, it's me, it's Shohei Ohtani. I signed with the Dodgers.
Remember, we've always. This is one thing that makes me laugh about the two husbands.
Yeah. I thought he really has three.
No, I always, for some reason, my brain immediately calls back to one of the more recent seasons of Always Sunny. Where they just had, they had that bet, and then the old black man had to sleep at the bottom of their bed. And I just think of that.
Ryan is.
And I just think of, like, that's one of the husbands.
That's one of the husbands, like, yeah.
Every time.
I love Ryan. Like, we're going to see him. He's
what about old
healthy.
Man? No, old man. Oh, old black man. Gotcha.
Some on Cardinals Twitter think that when it came to Tyler O'Neill, we should have got Rafael Devers. Just want to. No, this was good because O'Neill was obviously no longer fit here. Seemed the manager didn't like him, front office didn't. I'm going to probably bet when we had that end of the year press conference that he was one of the troublemaker or troublesome players that we needed to get rid of.
We didn't take to his kind around here.
I was hoping we would send him like to Seattle so I could like just go full MAGA idiot and be like, oh my Dwayne. Or if he went to Toronto, be like, that's my Roll Tide. Roll Tide. And I was screaming because I work in a plant nowhere here for that shit. My name's Gary Busey. That's buttered sausage right there.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I'm in your dreams. I can watch you pee. It's good that it's a good pickup. I mean, we got bullpen depth with Nick Robertson. We got Victor Santos, who's having a good winter league.
And we had no leverage in that too, because of the well-known issues the front office has had with him. Not saying they're valid issues, but still, that puts a stink around a guy. And the whole, like, we announced beforehand, we're going to be shopping him.
Yeah.
I mean, not even shopping. We're going to trade him. Like, they are saying it. I mean, it was pretty cut and dry. They're going to move the guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll probably do pretty well out in Boston. He's certainly an upgrade from Alex Verdugo. But
I'd shit myself if we got Verdugo somehow. I would have been so
upset. Jesus Christ. But like, I mean, he's had like a league average or below league average, like OPS plus the last two seasons, constantly hurt. His defense took a step back. I mean, what the fuck kind of haul do you think we're going to get?
He also wears a grill.
I'm talking about O'Neal.
Oh.
Not Virgil. No, I'm talking about Tyler O'Neal.
They both wear grills.
Yeah. How do you think Alex Verdugo talks? Since we're on accents. Which one do you think I'm going to go with for him?
Oh, God.
Hello. I am Alex Verdugo.
I don't know what. You know what? I'm not going to do that one, because the more I think that I'm doing that voice in my head, I know how it sounds to everyone else.
Yeah. Hello, I am Alex
Verdugo. I am Alex Verdugo. No, yeah, he's like he's Zorro, I guess. He's very suave. I am Alex Verdugo. Prepared to die. You killed my father. Prepared to die. He is a ginger Post Malone.
Yeah.
He looks like, who's that conservative rapper? His last name's like McDonald. Hold on, let me pull this guy up.
I was going to say the Ice Cube.
Give it up for the Ice Cube. Like he's being introduced by Swede. Give it up for the Ice Cube, baby. Yeah, no, he looks like fucking Tom McDonald is what he does. Let me.
I spent more time just laughing into the microphone.
What's
than talk to this episode?
What's up? Is the Ice Cube? This is the Alex Verdugo right here.
I've never seen this man.
Oh my God, does he have hog written underneath his fucking mouth? Whoa, he does. He has hog. What the fuck? Oh, dude, conservatives are getting better at comedy, and it's got me nervous. What? He has hog underneath his fucking lip. Bro. Yeah, that's Alex Verdugo.
Oh.
That is 100% Alex Verdugo. Demon. Yeah, no, I mean, Alex Verdugo maybe is. I don't know. Look, he's Tom McDonald's holding a gun.
Well,
yo, this dude's got opinions about trans people you need to listen to, dude. He's got opinions about crack. He's got opinions about crime. He's got opinions about the economy. Whoa, look at this guy. Look at this. He's got some shit to say about fentanyl. He's got some opinions about public bathrooms. You better listen to this motherfucker right here.
I'm imagining that photo and it just says on it, like, in the filibuster. Like,
can you imagine, like, I don't know. I don't know where to put him on this. Can you imagine fucking this guy?
I bet he rocked my world.
Folks, you know, pause the app. Go just look up Tom Mc. And it's not McDonald. It's MacDonald.
Yeah, MacDonald.
Fucking idiot.
Mackies.
Mackie patties.
Going to Mackies.
Listen, we have nothing against like tattoos. We have nothing against you looking like that. If we shook your hand, you'd stick to us. We have nothing against you looking like a fucking ashtray. But Tom McDonald, it doesn't work for him at all. Like, just imagine this dude be like, yo, let's talk about Jesus Christ. Ignore the fact I have hog tattoo. He literally does. It's like the eighth photo has hog tattooed underneath. He's got to be doing a bit. He's got to be like a secret fucking communist like us, dude. Like, that's some Hasanabe bullshit right there. I never noticed that. It's fucked me up, man. He's got a hog tattooed underneath his bottom lip.
That's left wing Project Veritas.
Yeah, that is James O'Keefe shit. Right there. What up? I'm a hog. He does talk like that too. Okay, we're gonna close this out. Otherwise, it's gonna be a Tom McDonald episode. I can't. Nope. Back to baseball. We're keeping it tight, high and tight.
High and tight, man. We should talk about the fact that the Cardinals bullpen is going to be sorely lacking. And that's not with these O'Neill return. I'm talking about the fact that American Hero, all around, like, you know, NASCAR-looking MLB players, Andrew Chafin is going back to the Tigers.
He lost him. He's going to the Tigers. He lost.
Why can't I just have this one thing? You know.
Yeah, you wanted a guy that looked like you. That's what you want.
I'll give up 6 more inches of my colon if we could just have Andrew Chafin on this team.
We needed bulldogs. That is true. We needed to stock the pitching rotation, or sorry, the pitching staff with more dogs.
Yeah.
Andrew Chafin literally looks like a dog.
A dog.
A dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to say. Yeah, we got dog. Like, yeah, like a certain stank behind it.
Like an Andrew Tate level of dog.
Yeah, a dog. Yeah. Women are dogs. Andrew Chafin is a dog. I'm Tom McDonald. He's a dog. But like thunder effects behind it. What we'll do. I know you lost your boy Chafin. I think Robertson's a good pickup. We need more bullpen help. I mean, they've had an active offseason. I don't know if it's good. You know, I'll leave that up to the people at home. I think Sonny Gray was a great signing. And we'll see with the additions of the American League leader in hits allowed and the MLB leader in home runs allowed if the starting rotation shapes up. But we'll see.
Yeah.
They have enough money to make moves. I mean, getting rid of O'Neill shaved off about
Kimbrel was a free agent again.
Why that guy's a dog. He's a little puppet dog.
He is a dog.
But he's a dog. He got a lot of bite. That boy will bite your motherfucking face off.
No, I object.
I'm in a mood.
It. I've wanted that guy on our team.
Kimbrel?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
he's like Alex Verdugo.
It's kind of a family.
Less scary.
And it's a little sad.
Oh yeah?
In his windup, you know, he just kind of like holds his arm out there. It kind of reminds me of like my grandma, who like half her body became paralyzed from a stroke. And I think that's really endearing.
So you want to be reminded of that, huh?
With every pitch is another thought of Nora.
Nora.
Yeah.
She was a dog.
She was a dog.
That was a dog. Wait, hold on. What's that stupid? It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. Wolf. My God, this is a fucking. I should earn my bleep of the month. This is one of those episodes.
Yeah. But it's okay.
It's good up.
We're having fun.
We're silly. We talked a little baseball. Got rid of Tyler O'Neill. Dow. That was good. You lost Andrew Chafin. I know you're upset. Hicks is probably going to sign with the Yankees.
Jesus.
Yankees are pretty interested in him.
Well,
be nice to bring him back because he was a dog.
I don't really want him back, honestly.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Hicks guy.
Okay, Clan Josh. All right. you want to explain yourself to the court?
Dude,
public opinion?
It's consistency, man. Like, I mean, he's the greatest reliever in baseball for a stretch of games, and then he loses you two in a row.
Yeah, it's true. He has the most electric stuff to get you some, you know, get you some high leverage appeal. I mean, I would like him on it because, you know, I'm gonna stand by it. Our fucking pitching staff looks like they were at Jan 6. Like, we really, like, they fucking look like they're protesting a Bass Pro Shop for having a gender neutral bathroom. Like, we really need.
Listen, if we got,
we need some diversity ASAP.
If we get Andrew Chafin on this team, I guarantee Busch Stadium doubles as a Bass Pro Shops within 5 years.
Yeah, and it's gonna host a fucking RNC convention if we get Andrew Chafin.
Scott Baio's a big fan of St. Louis, and he should be there.
It's like,
the only organizer.
It's like Mo was looking at it, he's like, what can, you know, people think that Cardinals fans are dumb Midwestern conservatives. Let's really reinforce that point. Let's bring in Lance Lynn, who looks like he ate two conservatives. Mm.
Two Mississippi conservatives.
Kyle Gibson, who looks like he runs a construction firm that underpays Mexican labor.
Well, you know, it's a...
And Sonny Gray, who looks like a criminal youth pastor. Let's get him on the team.
Listen.
Sonny Gray, come on the pod. I'm sure you're
We're putting together a ragtag group of guys.
I'm putting together a team. Conservatives 11 is what it would be. Oceans 11. MAGA's 11 is what it would be.
What if we found
we're not going to steal the Declaration of Independence. We're going to steal the two genders.
Now, I have a feeling Sonny Gray's like super based, actually.
You think?
Yeah. Like
Rocco Baldelli had some, his former manager had some nice things to say about him. So. Mm-hmm. People love him.
Rocco Baldelli. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's some people. That's some people we'll be seeing on Tuesday.
Dude. Tuesday.
There's a bunch of, we're in the hill. There's a bunch of Rocco Baldellis everywhere.
Hey, Rocco. Where the hell you at?
What is Rocco's full name? Like, if your name's Rocco.
Rocco Giuseppe Genovese.
Is it really Baldelli? Just Rocco? Or is it not like
like, Rocco Vanti? Yeah. Is that what you think it is?
Like Rockalopsy?
Rockalobster. Here, let me pull him up. His full name is Rocco Dan Baldelli. Not Dan. Daniel, they put down Dan. They did him dirty. Rocco's Modern Life Baldelli.
Rocco Dan.
Dan. What a fucking loser.
Man, I thought my middle name sucked.
What a cuck. Paul. What a fucking cuck.
What's your middle name again?
Dylan. Like that's a gay sailor.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a gay sailor name. What was yours?
Paul.
Like a pedophile.
Yeah.
And Nick's was like Giovanni Paul. Giuseppe.
Yeah.
That
is actually his middle name. Yeah. I do forget that.
His dad bestowed upon him maximum sex appeal with that middle name.
What is Lucci's, like Furio?
I was going to say it was going to be a bleep. So, yeah, it's Furio. Really, really had to catch myself in the moment there.
Man.
Yeah. Instead of a bleep, I'm just going to, like, record him, like, hawking up a loogie or whatever. It is. That's going to be our new bleep going forward. This is him and his lung infection.
The guy, man. Those boys smoke so much.
Yeah, but, you know, they get pussy.
They do.
That's why you smoke. Cigs makes you cool.
I wonder if I could get some, like, candy cigarettes. Just like...
No.
I've got type 2 diabetes in my lungs, if you know what I'm saying.
No. Make
I think I need a body transplant.
No,
make
you stuff. No, make you stuff. No, Senor Josh. No, we are not. We are not getting new candy cigarettes.
Did you not hear me say bong hit transplant?
Bong hit transplant.
the greatest joke.
You think we could get Tom Myers on? I think we could. What's it like being a manager of a Dollar General?
Well, you know.
It's like getting a bong hit.
It's transplant. Like all of the Instagram or like TikTok people. They're like, for this week, we're going to do a challenge and we're going to eat nothing but Dollar Tree food. while you like mock poor people because
oh god,
people
I want
to
kill.
Have to do that.
Yeah, who was the influencer? Was like, that's me working at Walmart. If we ever see anyone do that, I think we can probably get away with murdering them.
I think we should just cough blood all over the money.
This is what you want. Your blood's on it. This is what you want. You fucking bitch. We don't have to call her a bitch, though. Yeah. We can be based.
You fucking leech. You fucking whoa. You fucking whoa.
You Ralphie. You Ralphie sipper. Just Ralphie Cipperetto coughing. You fucking whoa. Fucking toupee falling off. You start smacking her. This is too silly of an episode to air. Everything Josh wants, violence against women and offensive action.
You fucking who?
You fucking here. You sound like more. Hey, you fucking here. Coughing dry, coagulated blood on this fucking Instagram models.
You're buying Christmas gifts and you're just like, it's for the kids.
Oh, God.
Okay. Man.
Dude.
Sorry. I think I nearly...
Richie, laughing. Super fan Richie just texted me. Tom, I have a hypothetical for you as a cop. A mental test by Stone, possibly autistic. No, Richie, you are not possibly autistic. You are autistic. I'm autistic. You are more autistic than me. You showed me. Richie has a list of all the super players from like Cardinals from the past.
He's a rad guy. I get it.
Yeah, no, he's rads. All right. Well, we going Sizzla. We're going to Flavortown. Fire away. You're on the pod. Dirty Polak. He's Czechoslovakian. I refuse to acknowledge that.
We're not gonna say his last name, but the fact that it sounds like that thing from the movie The Fugitive always kills me.
What, Richie's last name?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah, that just kills me.
I love The Fugitive. That's such a badass
movie. That is a badass movie.
The Fugitive.
Which a portion of it was filmed in Chester, Illinois.
In Chester, Illinois.
The home of Popeye.
The home of Popeye before the allegations. Popeye, what do you have to say about your time as working for a youth clinic and the allegations against you?
They were lying. It's coming to me. It's coming to me. They were lying.
Oh, man. Popeye is Trevor Bauer.
I'm going to pitch it to bed. I'm a samurai. I'm Popeye. That's
okay. Jesus. All right. This train has gone off the rails and smashed through everything.
Is he gonna respond?
I'm waiting for him. He's been typing for a while.
Call him. Let's put him on speaker. Let's get him on. Hey, the
let's get him on. Let's see what he says. He's on speaker. I hope he's. What's up, you beep? What's he gonna say?
What's up,
Richie? You're on the pod. What were you gonna ask me?
You're umpiring a game.
Okay. I'm umpiring a game.
Guy steps in the box.
Both feet?
Yes.
Okay.
Pitch is thrown. It's a borderline pitch that you call a strike.
Okay.
Guy doesn't look back or step out or anything and just very physically disagrees with the call. What do you do?
What do you mean by physically disagrees? Like he points with the bat?
Like, he doesn't, like, even...
Like, his body...
Like, his shoulders, very...
I don't care.
Nope, don't like that.
Yeah, no, if he did that, I wouldn't care, but if you want the comedic response, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing showing me up like that? You're 15 years old. Who the hell do you think you are?
It's just a Tim Robinson noise.
It's just a Yeah, what if it's Tim Robinson doing it? Let's rephrase that. Tim Robinson steps in. And it...
Tim Robinson is the batter.
Okay.
And the umpire is like somehow disturbed by it. Like
okay, so like his level of disagreeing is also like not just like a roll of the eyes or shrug or like a like, give me time, Blue, let me step out. It's clearly something that's disturbing, is what you're saying.
Also, there's a hot dog in his back pocket.
Yeah. Like, give me a sec, Blue. He steps out, he pulls a hot dog from his back pocket. Just harks it down. And I'm like, you can't do that. He's like, why? What do you mean I can't?
Where are the rules? What are you doing?
Where are the rules since I can't hork down a hot dog? Is that what you mean? I'm not going to throw him out of the game. I'm not going to say anything. If that's what you want, the honest answer. That's the point.
That'll do it. Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
Because he needs to eat lunch.
He needs to eat lunch in the box. Mom didn't bring me any lunch for the game. She has to work late because our family is poor. Why are you throwing out a poor kid? You're a fucking cop. This kid who's 15 years old but is built like 40-year-old Tim Robinson. Is that what it would be?
I like to think that Tim Robinson's also scared. He's just like, I don't know what any of this shit is, and I'm fucking scared. Like,
say it again, Richie. Josh was cooking.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Tim Robinson just like shuts down the game because he needs his lunch, and he is umpire, and like the coaches are like, dude, what the fuck?
No, that's a better sketch if he was, because I have a fear. So before every game, I take Imodium because I'm scared shitless, literally, that I would have to shit in the middle of a game and stop the game up to go and blow my ass out for like 10 minutes. Like, that would be so embarrassing. Like, I like a Tim Robinson sketch would be that he's like, oh, I gotta pee. Like, he's clearly drank way too much Sprite before the game, not water, but like a jug of Sprite. I gotta pee so bad. What do you mean? It's the fourth inning, Tim. We still got three more innings to go. I'm gonna call a strike on him. No, you're Tim, you gotta call the game fair. No, it's a strike! It's a strike! This would be like the sketch.
And then one of the one coach is like, Tim, you can just call time and go. It's fine. Point.
Yeah, no, he's like, he didn't even throw the ball. That's a strike! He's doing this because he drank a liter of Sprite and he has to pee. Tell him that. Tim, you could just call time and go take a leak. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. That's what it would be. Get the fucking box. They're 14 years old. Get the fucking box. All right. That was a good one, Richie. You actually added. This pod, we are actually talking about some pretty serious stuff on here. We were talking about democracy being at stake, why police don't believe women. And we're happy you called in with this.
Oh, that is why I get so stoned, because of the constant existential dread that is our existence as society.
That is true. This is why you listen to this pod, the smartest St. Louis Cardinal pod out there.
Yeah.
I hope that the
mic. We don't condone drug use in this podcast, though.
We do. Can you clear something up, Richie? Are you Polish?
No.
Oh, thank God.
It's like a small fraction.
You're Czech, aren't you?
Yeah, you're a Czech.
Yeah.
I have Czech, Irish, French.
Well, don't let Nick know about the Irish.
Jesus. 0-4 on likable countries.
Yeah.
Richie, thank you for calling in. We have to finish up because I'm gonna go steal this bit you did. I'm gonna make $1 million doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, by all means, go ahead.
Love you, Richard.
Bye, Richie.
Bye.
Yeah, we're gonna.
What did he say? Ninja Nation?
No, yeah, considered part of the Patreon donation.
Oh,
bye, Richie. I love you.
What the hell was that?
Yeah. What's that fucking guy's deal?
Polacks. Jesus Christ. Irish, you? Yeah. Maybe let an Irish and a Polack walking.
Listen here, Larry. That's one pierogi motherfucker right
that's
there.
That's one pierogi. Accordion playing sunflower pick a pierogi. I guess he's Irish. Wife beating motherfucker. All right, I think we met our obligations for an hour. We talked baseball. We talked Shohei.
Yeah.
You know, this was our emergency pod.
Slapping
my tummy like a little fat off.
Oh, well, you know, we should, before we wrap things up. In addition to our Patreon, not only do we have a TikTok.
Yeah.
We also have an Instagram.
A tactic.
And we are seeking seed funding from none other than the Shark Tank cast.
Yes. Josh has an idea.
You
guys can help us write the pitch.
Yeah.
You know, our listeners.
So I'll be Mr. Wonderful.
You're Mr. Wonderful.
Because
I'll be Tom.
And you'll be pitching me the pod.
Hi. I'm so happy.
Hello.
To be here on Shark Tank.
Welcome.
Guys, we all get our news and our information and entertainment from a litany of places. We get them from media that we read, to media that we watch, and media that we listen. And I'm here to pitch to you guys here the importance of creating an entertaining but informative podcast centered around baseball.
Now, when you say baseball, does this include copyright rights to, say, possibly banana ball in the future?
No, not yet. We are a small conglomerate of three guys with a worker that has three husbands. So we're a very diverse cast.
Okay.
We believe
diversity
in
is good, polyamory, homosexual relationships.
We believe in a diverse, synergetic working environment. We believe in backing all people's backgrounds and offering them employment. So we are very forward and progressive. Thank you.
I'm not hearing the idea yet. What are you selling me that I can't go out and get from, say, Barstool Sports or the Adam Friedland Show, for example?
Okay, so what? Let's take the information from, let's say, pardon my take,
okay,
Mr. Wonderful, and the racism of the Adam Friedland Show.
Okay.
And then we combine them into one.
Hmm.
Let me put this another way. Imagine us as Meet the Press.
Okay.
But doing Chinese accents.
Hmm. Can you give me like a 60 Minutes vibe? But
of a Chinese guy?
Yes.
Crikey, welcome to the Worst Fans Baseball Podcast.
Okay. I see you're trying to do some funny stuff.
Not funny. Infotainment.
Infotainment.
We entertain and inform our audience. Not only do we make them smarter, but we keep them engaged. And when audiences are engaged, they're more likely to share this information, this entertainment, with their friends, their families, their coworkers.
So here's the thing. How do you guys feel about merchandising? But partnering with an already well-established brand, with your level of infotainment, I have a couple things in mind, but I want to hear what your thoughts are.
I'm happy you brought that up. We've been thinking ahead of that one. One of our co-hosts smokes a lot, so we have our own Worst Fans branded cigarettes.
Okay, Big Tobacco, I like
it. One of ours can only smoke candy cigarettes. So okay, we have that for the kids as well.
Okay.
For the whole family.
Now, so with my connections to the Murdoch family, could you guys make a Trumpy Bear that is Worst Fans of Baseball themed?
Ironically? Sure.
Yeah, because you guys are a bunch of Trumpy Bears, yes. I'm getting kind of a,
We are 100% a center-right podcast. Most of our listeners are from Germany and Portugal.
All right. So what's your evaluation? What are you asking for? What are the conditions?
I'm asking
Not for much. It doesn't take much to get our little startup off the ground. We've already done a lot of the groundwork. All I'm asking from you, Mr. Wonderful, entrepreneur, venture capitalist, billionaire, is that you subscribe to our $10 Patreon.
Okay. What kind of equity can I acquire in the company?
Give me a second. Can I get a timeout? Can we cut the break? Josh. He's asking us about fucking equity?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck do we have on this? So, like, fucking equity?
Equity is when, yeah, like...
What the fuck do we own?
It's like when there's, like, money on the equator.
Right?
And then, you know, it goes north.
It equals south, money. That's what the equity... It, yeah.
And then longitudes and latitudes.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
So it's a map of money?
It's basically a map of money.
I didn't break a fucking map. I brought cigarettes with Nick's face on it. Okay? How about those weird candy cigarette ones? Because you don't want to get... rather give kids diabetes. What do you have? That's
30 seconds. We're back.
Okay, so what am I going to tell Nick? Like, it's our...
I'm like, it's...
I'll offer him up Nick. He can keep Nick.
No, Nick would be collateral.
He'd be collateral.
I know that term because I've seen that movie. Offer him...
15 seconds.
Offer him 5. Just be vague about it.
Okay.
Just say 5.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Hold up the wrong fingers.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2. Mr. Wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, it's
for equity.
It's a pretty simple question. You didn't come in here with a, you know, X, you know. What,
I like to build suspense, you know.
Okay.
I can offer you 5.
That would hit me a little bit. So 5. Now are we talking 5%?
5. Yep.
I think I could do 5. But I'm going to need something from you. Absolute honesty.
Yeah.
Grit.
Mm-hmm.
More racism towards oppressed groups.
Oh.
And once a Saturday, you guys got to shine my shoes.
We have just the guy for that.
Who?
What do you think about Italians?
Well, only thing I know is they don't have to carry shoe polish with them. They just slather it off their heads.
I cannot wait for us to get owned by Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
There we go. We made a sketch for you, Hogs.
We made a sketch.
We did two. Richie did one. You know, I used to do this. I used to write scripts that me and Tyler called me, and we were looking at our YouTube channel that we had.
Were you doing that earlier? Because I thought I heard you singing on something.
Yeah. Like, I should maybe put in the Discord. There is some definitely more or less PC things back then, because Tyler and I were little edge boys back then. Yeah. Still bass.
On the island.
Oh, God. We had this one. So there was this meme going around on Reddit like 5, 6 years ago, which was going on like during Pride Month. And it was like, I'm poly, I'm trans, I'm bisexual. And we took it and made it, I'm a soul. We put like the Blues Brothers after it. Okay. And I'm like, that's goofy and funny. And I'm like, yeah, but I think we were being more mean-spirited about it than just being little wacky boys. So some of it's dated. We're a lot different then.
You're a new person.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, because this was during... Let's see. I was like a libertarian through college because I didn't like... Oh. But I was like the wrong kind. I didn't read. I was like, look, no one would tell me what to do. I was rebelling against like coming up from a Christian household. So I was like, I don't want to be. God is gay. He can suck my dick. Better be a policewoman. Fuck you. And then like went through that phase. And then when I started like reading more, and I was going through the ed department, and when you're going to be a teacher, you have to develop empathy skills. And so I started like being less of a like sociopath. And so it was probably around Sandy Hook is when I was like, oh man, I should really like kind of read more and be more invested in this type of stuff.
I'm like,
and like
kids just aren't very good like shields, you know, in an accident, you know.
It's like 2014 to 2016 is when I went through like this
I wouldn't say enlightened centrist, like I was like left of center, but I was like, you know, doing this with my friends, making like middle class money while I was working with Pepsi, and then like starting to do comedy to where I'm like, you know, you should be able to fucking go up and say anything on stage. Hey, black people, you know, like I didn't believe in, I believe in like, I didn't believe in consequence free speech, you know. And then, yeah, I mean, like, that's when we were like making all those videos. So it's a little dated on that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
Well.
some of it's really funny and really good. You know, I'll post some, like, one is my favorite one is I did a, I was house sitting for a friend and a real good friend of mine. And he's like, you can invite your bros over and be gone for a week. You know, can you know, just watch the house? They left their dog there. And he's like, you know, can you watch after? You can stay and all that. You can have buddies over. I'm like, have a nice house. I'm like, yeah, I'll have some friends over, drink beer and all that. And I was drinking Ice House beer,
Oh, God.
dude. And I made this commercial. I'll put it in the Discord. It's Ice House beer. And I just like improv it, just acting like the most divorced guy. Be like, I'm Tom Cook. I'm drinking an Ice House. Fuck! And I've got it together. And like, so we started this thing, this inside joke where it's like, drink Ice House beer because you've got it together. And then
Together.
we tried for like the longest time to try and get Ice House, who's owned by Coors, to be our sponsor for our videos. Like, we emailed them everything. But like, in Ice House beer, we really love the taste of Ice House beer. Can we get you guys to be a sponsor for our vaguely politically confusing, edgy YouTube channel? So, yeah. So I don't know, Sherrod. I mean, you guys know that context, honestly. So don't try and fucking yell at me over it. Jesus Christ. So,
Yeah.
you know.
Whereas I've always been pure of spirit and
Oh
heart.
yeah, definitely. You
Yeah.
know.
No, I
Let me see your phone. I'm gonna search some words on it. Sure.
done that, dude. I mean,
Next was it was Jesus.
yeah, well,
It's like reading the Riot Act.
they were just lyrics.
They're just
A
lot of lyrics with the R
yeah.
slur. What the? Oh, Tom McDonald.
Oh,
That's what it
yeah.
was.
It
That's what it
was a
was.
diss rap.
Disrupt.
Yo, Tom.
Yo, I hold you in high regard because you a motherfucking.
Old McDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I, your mom's a hoe.
This is a wacky episode. I
This
can't
is,
wait.
yeah,
Yeah,
this is
it's a,
silly.
it was like half baseball, half bits.
Should we do patrons?
Yeah, we got our pap.
All right.
Let's start with Cran. Let's
Cran.
start with Jeff. Let's
Jeff.
start with Richie. Let's
Richie.
start with Tyler.
Taylor.
Let's go to Nick.
Nick.
Let's do some Alex. Let's
Alex.
hit him with a James.
Let's hit him with the
How about
James.
a Bravo?
Bravo.
And what about a Richie?
We already said Richie.
Richie
Richie.
again. He called it to the park.
Yeah, a special guest, Rich.
Special guest, Richie.
Big Dick Rich.
I would say his last name, but like with any name from Poland, Czechoslovakia, whatever, just act like a hawking up a loogie, and that's how his last name is. So, this
Oh,
is what
okay.
it is. That's his last name.
It's close.
Just watch The Fugitive, you'll find it. Just watch it.
Oh.
Who's our crumble champs? The Dodgers?
I mean,
Nah. Shohei Ohtani. I mean, good for
yeah,
baseball.
good for
Yeah.
baseball.
He should have gone to a small market team, though.
Yeah.
God, if he went to the Astros.
I like to think,
Fuck.
I like that Cohen was basically the victim. Like, he was the girl who was pissed off because she didn't get someone to ask her to the Sandy Hook dance, despite
Yeah.
it being a Sandy Hook
So now
dance.
Steve Cohen's
Wait,
just gonna
no.
go around.
Not Sandy Hook, Sadie
Sadie Hawkins. You
Hawkins.
fucker.
I don't want to go to
No, we're
a
not stretching a bit out of that. Stop
yeah.
it. Steve Cohen's
Oh,
just going
God.
around saying Shohei Ohtani's a whore.
Yeah.
It's always a whore. He didn't ask me. I'm bad with a match. I'm Steve Cohen. I'm Mega Mega. They made this TV show out of me. It's Tom Paws Money. And the guy from Band of Brothers. He has hair. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
One of the reasons my ex and I broke up is whenever I would like bring up something she said, I couldn't just bring up, be like, you said this. I would do that voice. And she's like, why do you always do that voice? I was like, what? That was a terrible gaslight.
Just gaslight.
And she's like, that voice. I'm like, oh, this one? She's like, yeah, it makes me sound like a fat girl. I'm like, I was like, no, it doesn't. Cheeseburger. Anyway.
Oh, God.
I wasn't, you know.
You just said the last episode, like, I was a good relationship guy.
I was. We rarely fought. I just, you know, made her cry a lot. Yeah. All right, which, you know, you crumble champ.
Well, yeah, I think...
to divorce dads like me.
Yeah, I think Cohen is my crumble champ.
Steve Cohen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also...
Fucking Shahay. I bet it's pussy stink. I mean, those are bang.
No, honestly, the real crumble champs are probably, you know, Daniel Vogelbach and what's his face? The other guy. The other big boy who's a free agent. Who's
another Rowdy Tellez?
Rowdy Tellez. We need to get both of them on.
We need to get those. Now, those are some dogs. Those are some big dogs. Those are some dogs we got to wheel around in a wheelbarrow, baby. Some dogs we gonna have to carry to the cages.
No, like if
dogs with jawons.
If like the MLB ever just institutes like a rule when you've played like 18 extra innings where you can just choose your three champions to fight. We're going Lynn, Tellez.
You make them fight. Yeah, you make them fight in the bullpen. Like it treated like a dog fighting ring.
Choose your fighter. I'm like, I'm going Bowser every time.
You're going
baby.
Bowser, baby. Yeah. Fucking Danny
B. Bowser,
in there.
We got Donkey Kong, and we got fucking Wario.
Wario would be a good Andrew Chafin. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to think Wario would be. Oh, who's like an E? Yeah. No, I think that's Miles Michaelis, actually.
Yeah.
Because Andrew Chafin.
Wario's pretty racist. Wario looks like he cares way too much about where trans people be. Wario's not vaxxed. He regrets that he's vaxxed. Actually, Nolan's got some Wario edge to him.
Yeah.
Whenever he gets mad when he's hit by a pitch.
He's Waluigi.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got that vibe.
Yeah, he's definitely Waluigi.
Dog. Who'll be fucking tonight?
I say, fuck John Morosi.
Yeah, what a fucking bad reporter.
Yeah.
Even if, like, the Ohtani agency led him astray, what a fucking idiot.
And, like, multiple times.
He says nothing. He literally says nothing every time. I want his job. I can go up and do that.
Yeah, we could just be on Twitter and be better at his job.
Yeah.
Like, who are those, like, national guys that seemingly never break the story? But, like, they're one of those, like, major personalities we all follow. But
he can be, like, who's the...
It kind of feels like that's a little bit Bob Nightingale, but he does occasionally break some stuff.
Yeah, Bob's a reporter. Like, he's an idiot, but Bob's, like, still a good reporter. He still does that as his job.
Heyman's not great about it, but he does get some stuff.
If Heyman breaks something, like, I trust it way more than Morosi.
Yeah, but, like, Jeff Passan is king, so...
Yeah, short king.
Yeah.
So
he's handsome. He looks like John Mulaney.
He's a little dog. He's a little pup.
He's a little
pampered princess puppet.
He's a little muskrat.
He's a little muskrat. Snoofing around. He's a little Dotson. Stuffy leg motherfucker. Anyway. Jeff Passan, come on the pod. Yeah. All right. Fuck John Morosi. Have a good one.
Have a wonderful night.
We'll see you at the Blues game.